Hey, this is Ryan Thomas. Thanks so much for listening to On the Road and supporting Faith Radio. You are just the very best, and we appreciate you so much. Enjoy the show.
Discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short. I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short. I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
Well, it was only supposed to be a single night of worship in Carson City, Nevada. But the musicians who came together that evening to combine their talents found an incredibly fresh sound and a real purpose and have not stopped playing since. I Am They has crafted worship-filled hits like the contagious My Feet Are on the Rock and the track touching hearts across the world this summer, Scars.
So I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know.
Today, we'll trace their one-of-a-kind story and take a look inside the big heart and tremendous music as we welcome I Am They's lead singer, Mr. Matt Hine, on the road. Greetings to you, good man. Is the day progressing beautifully for you, sir?
Greetings. Thank you so much for having me, Ryan. It is, again, just an honor and pleasure to speak with you and whoever's listening out there. And we... Yeah, we're out here in Tennessee, and it's been Tennessee, man. It's just with the weather, you never know what you're going to get. It's been kind of burning hot out here. I'm actually, my family and I have been moving. We just got a new place about an hour outside of Nashville, and so we've been hanging out with some of our friends out on their farm and having a great time out here. For the time that I've been home, and then yeah, with the band, we've been busy. We've been all over the place, and we're getting ready to hit the road tomorrow. Actually, so yeah.
The originating place of all of this goodness of I Am They is Carson City, Nevada. Correct?
That's right. Small faith community, honestly, all together, and we were part of that. And just like you said, kind of came together for one night of worship, and it was Halloween of 2008. And just with no other intentions, really, beyond that night. And just saw our community respond to that night of worship in an awesome way. And we kept doing it and just wanted to be faithful with what God was putting in front of us. And he has turned it into this ministry called IMA.
I want to ask you a little bit in just a moment about how you guys came to know each other in the first place. But Carson City, yeah. The thing... When I was thinking about Carson City and looking forward to talking to you today, I was like, I see the words Carson City in my mind's eye from somewhere, and I'm trying to remember where it is, right? And I think I figured it out on the opening screen of the classic cowboy television series Bonanza. There is a map that they show you of Nevada territory, and right there in the middle, that's Carson City, sir. That's where
right.
It is.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, that's Indiana Jones. What am I thinking? Actually, you know what? The Ponderosa Ranch, which was the little ranch on that show, mm-hmm. actually closed down up there in Lake Tahoe. It's up in Lake Tahoe. That was where the ranch was. But yeah, that's our claim to fame. It's about the only thing anybody knows about Carson City. Which I can't blame them, but it is a little diamond in the rough, let me tell you.
Man, well, I'm sorry to hear about the Ponderosa closing down, but I suppose if the Cartwrights aren't around anymore, what are you really going to do?
Maybe Hop Sing is still around.
It's true. It's true. Tremendous cooking, but a beautiful place, though, nonetheless, right? The shores of Lake Tahoe, it's quite a beautiful place, Carson City.
Oh, yeah, that's really... one of the things we miss most. Obviously, we have friends and family. We have some roots down there. The Lake Tahoe is absolutely stunning. It's like a year-round tourist attraction spot. It's really like world-renowned beauty. There's a bunch of honeymoon. It's a honeymoon destination, and you know, a lot of people getting married up there, and people mm-hmm. go to ski in the wintertime, and the water is crystal clear and ice cold, mind you, but crystal clear and gorgeous. And my son spent the first few years of his life there. We were up there multiple times a week. Just, you know, you live at the lake if you live there. So
of course,
so you get all four seasons, and there's not a whole lot going on. But for kind of an outdoorsman like myself, it really doesn't get much better.
Well, it makes sense that you would do those things. I mean, you've got the cowboy hat on in all the photos and the performances. It makes perfect sense that you're legit.
I try.
We're talking with Mr. Matt Hine today, the lead singer of I Am They, their single Scars, touching hearts across the world this summer. This has got to be one of the most countercultural hit songs that you're ever going to hear, man. I mean, because we do not like pain. We do not like discomfort. And yet, right at the opening of your incredible single, Scars, this declaration comes. Darkest water and deepest pain, I wouldn't trade it for anything, because my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story you'll use. So I'm thankful for the scars.
Mm-hmm.
Just introduce us. Take us inside the heart behind such a countercultural message.
I think, you know, as much as it is countercultural, it very much is at the heart of a lot of our stories. And so it is part of our culture, and scars and wounds are things that we all carry, right? And I think whether those are emotional, physical, spiritual, mental, relational scars, those things happen inside and outside of the church community. And it really, we've seen, you know, wherever we're at in the world, really, there's people that resonate with this message. It's the reality of life, is we're going to, and ultimately even, you know, scripture talks about that. When you encounter various trials, and we all are experiencing trials day to day. The whole song started with just a look at our own personal story. And I remember walking in, wrote the song with a couple friends, but, you know, had this idea and just wanted to kind of express our story and our journey in a personal, kind of vulnerable way. And ultimately come out saying, you know, that we're thankful, you know, for these things in our life. And I think that that's the beauty of experiencing these kinds of things with Christ, is we can actually turn our pain into praise, you know, because Jesus takes our brokenness and makes it into beauty. And he takes, you know, our trials and turns them into triumphs. And that was the name of our record, was Trial and Triumph. So it was really the heartbeat of that message, of Trial and Triumph, was the song Scars, to say, God, thank you. You know, ultimately, I'm going to praise you even out of this darkness, even out of the pain of these scars. Yeah, and we do that. It's a gospel song, and just talking about the scars of Jesus. We do that, and we can praise him, and we can thank him, ultimately because of his scars, because we find redemption for our scars in the scars of Jesus, and that's what this song talks about. So.
Well, I can't imagine. I mean, just seeing the reaction people are having to the song at radio stations that are our sister stations here on Faith Radio and our other great stations that carry the show, people are just responding to the authenticity of that message. And I can't imagine, has the stories that you hear, the folks who come up and talk to you, has it been in a way what you expected, or could you even anticipate what you're hearing?
No way. I really could not have anticipated anything that has happened with the song. I knew that it hit a chord in my own heart, really more than any other song on the record for us. You know, it kind of started there. But I had no idea it was going to resonate the way that it has. It is absolutely just beautiful, just how God has somehow used it in people's lives and in people's stories, and in stories that are so much deeper or more, you know, painful, or these really difficult situations or stories that we've heard from people, giving them some kind of hope or consolation or, mm-hmm. you know, words for what they're going through. Or, sorry, I'm kind of stumbling on my words here, but that's really how it's been, just hearing these stories. And we kind of opened it up actually on our website for people to share their stories, just because there were more than we had ever anticipated kind of coming in. And so a lot of people have shared their story there. And then we get a number of emails. Actually, I just got another email today, and we just share those testimonies as they come in among the band, so we can just ultimately turn that, you know, back to praise again to the Lord and just celebrate with these people, be reminded of just the kind of impact that God is having on these people's lives through this message. So it's really awesome, man. It's incredible.
It's beautiful stuff. It really is. And it makes perfect sense to me that it would be so tough to describe. Man. I mean, when somebody comes up to you after a show and says, your song changed my life, or God used your song to reach into my heart, I can't even imagine. So, man, that's...
Yeah, just people who have lost, you know, lost loved ones, or they're right in the middle of a cancer battle, or they're on the other side of a cancer battle, or, you know, some other just tragedy or tragic event that's happened, you know, right there in their family or a close friend or whoever it may be. There's just so many astounding stories that way. So, yeah. Did you hear that?
Somebody is excited to see you. That's got to be nice.
You found me. You know. No, that was my 6-year-old son, Makarna.
Hey, buddy.
We got to get him on the next interview, let me tell you.
Oh, man. Well, he's already made a debut appearance, so he's got the experience necessary now.
I got to see him up there. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, yeah. He actually, I was thinking, he came up with me. We got to play at a stadium the other day. It's probably the biggest show that we have ever been a part of. There's about 22,000 people, and Micaiah got to get up there with me on stage, and I gave him a big hug and all these people, and it was a special moment for us. But yeah, he's a little superstar.
Yeah,
little
that's so
sweet
cool.
boy.
Well, we're talking with Mr. Matt Hine today, and the 6-year-old son, lead singer of I Am They, their single Scars, touching hearts all across the world this summer. You know, it's funny you brought up the website, because, you know, just doing some preparation to talk with you today, I took a look at the website, and I must say, what I saw on your website is not something that I've ever seen before, and I absolutely loved it. Basically, the biography on your site introduces each member of the band by pretty much pointing to the biggest spiritual difficulty and biggest spiritual battle of your entire life. It's really brave, and it's really powerful, but man... Mm. Was it tough to make the decision to be as open as you guys were?
Yes and no. I think that ultimately we wanted to share our testimony, right? And that was the nuts and bolts of it. And then as we started talking about those things just among ourselves, it was like, what the thing that I think, you know, God's anointing rests on in each of us is His testimony in us. And the testimony in us is usually the thing that is hardest to talk about, or the thing that is deep, you know, goes furthest down into our soul, and the thing that has been the most challenging thing we've faced or walked through, you know, those things that God has truly rescued us from, that we could not have seen the other side without Him. And so we, you know, started asking the question to ourselves, what are those things? And recognizing that the reality around us is so many people are struggling through these same issues. And maybe God has us where He has us to just shed some light, you know, cast some light and give some permission to somebody else to share their story through us, just, you know, being open to sharing. And And so we just opened up about it, and, you know, it started there kind of on a website, and then through the song Scars, we've gotten to share the message of our personal testimonies from stage, and, you know, through that, gotten to do at least stand with people in prayer and be available for ministry, you know, even after shows or whatever, to just hear, to see what God can do with those stories. And that's ultimately what it's all about, right? It's like, that's your purpose. That's my purpose. And we've always said, I am they is more than the songs that we sing. That's what I am they, us as a band, that's what we represent. And we want to represent is just a life, lived for Christ, a actual identity that we carry and that we live out as they, as the disciple of Christ. And that starts with just an openness and honesty and vulnerability. Not to say I'm this great, perfect, flawless, you know, individual up on a stage, but to say, no, there's no reason, even talking to you right now, there's no reason I should be talking to you or have the opportunity to talk to you or share, you know, from the kind of platform or whatever that God has put us in, or the position or whatever. It's all about Him, and it's all because of Him and for Him. So I'm, again, being long-winded here, but I just want to say, that's our story. That's our message, is just to be vulnerable, to give people permission, and let people know that we're here to stand with them and sharing their testimony and hopefully finding some healing for the thing that they may still be struggling through. You know, some of those things that we talk about are things like addiction, pornography, drug addiction, divorce, depression, things that we've all experienced and walked through and seen God's redemption story play out in our lives. And those are just, man, such in every community, they're so prevalent. And we don't talk about them. We don't name them in detail. And because of that, a lot of people show up and then go back home and are stuck in the same battle. And we just want to somehow do some kind of part or have some kind of part in just seeing God's, the light of Christ just shine in a little deeper into those areas and hopefully give people, again, some kind of permission or help or hope to see the other side of these things. So,
well, some absolutely amazing stories, and we'll give the website in just a moment. It really is worth a look just to see the incredible redemption, the incredible hope. We're talking with Mr. Matt Hine of the band I Am They, the incredible single Scars. My Feet Are on the Rock was the song that burned up the radio charts last summer as well. You know, feel more than free. You do not have to do this story A to Z, but the one thing I did want to ask you about your story that you talk about at length there on the website is it was a struggle with addiction for you as well. But you come to this moment where you say, I've got to come clean. I've got to come clean. Right. And you were so fearful, as you put it there, that you would lose everything. But then it was exactly the opposite. Can you just talk about the freedom you found by coming forward as you did?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was an addiction to pornography. And like you said, it came down to, I was engaged to the girl who is now my wife. And came to a head where I actually confessed this before her father, so my almost father-in-law at the time, and my pastor, and it was the three of them and me in my pastor's office at the church there in Carson City, and I was absolutely terrified, and I just thought, ultimately it was like, I knew that I couldn't marry her with this thing, like still just ripping me apart inside. And it was like coming to that place of confession, but it was also a recognition that, at least I thought, that was it for our relationship. She was done. She was going to be done talking to me. I didn't even want to show my face to her, you know, at that point, because I just thought, it's over with my relationship. My pastor is going to, you know, take me out of any kind of ministry at the church. I wouldn't be able to show my face at the church. My family will disown me. You know, I grew up just in a Christian home, and just there was all these lies, and shame was, you know, telling me this different story of how it was going to be. Ultimately, the story was, like you said, the opposite. It was coming to that place of full surrender and being down. I was down on my knees, literally weeping before these three people who meant the world to me. On the other side of that confession, of that humility or surrender, it was not shame. It was not bitterness or anger or hatred or rejection. It was the exact opposite. It was God's grace and welcome and love, true love and redemption. Like, that was where all of that just rushed in, and it wrecked me. It was like absolutely not what I expected, but God's grace is greater than our sin. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And so that is what I have found on the other side of it. I mean, you just heard part of my redemption story. Was chiming in just a second ago. My 6-year-old son, Micaiah. I have a 2-year-old little girl now named Amara, and my wife and I have an incredible marriage. And it's just been beautiful because we've been able to just be honest and open with each other and walk through life and that freedom together. So we would have been in a completely different place had we just kind of kept it caged up and closed off, or had I just, you know, kept, living life in the dark or under that lie that, I could never escape, you know. That's just, that could not be further from the truth of God's heart for us. And so there's a lot of men now that I get to, and young men, that I get to stand with, you know, and encourage and pray with, who are going through the same thing. And I just think that, you know, mine is just one story, or one battle of addiction or, you know, that kind of shame. But ultimately, we just got to fight back and know that the truth is what sets us free. And God's heart is ready and waiting for us to just be honest and open and to come to a place of full surrender there in His love. And there's no fear in love, because his perfect love casts out all that fear. So
that's right. Wow, wow, wow. Well, what an inspiring story today. Mr. Matt Hine has been with us, the lead singer of I Am They. Thank you so much, brother, for just taking us along, man, on this incredible journey. What an absolute pleasure to meet you, sir.
Yeah, you too, Ryan. And praise the Lord, man. Thank you for letting me share.
Absolutely, bud. Well, the band is IamTheyBand.com. That is the central location on the web, correct, sir?
That's right.
And then I imagine, as the kids say, the social meds as well, the social media sites, you're all over there too.
That's right. Pretty much type in nobody has taken the name I Am They, I don't think. So we should pop up wherever you plug us in.
All right. The song burning up the charts this summer called Scars, the band I Am They, Matt Hine. Thank you once again, sir, and just keep up the amazing work you guys are doing.
Thank you so much, Ryan. You too, man.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.
without them I wouldn't know your heart. And with my life I'll tell of who you are. So forever I am faithful. I'm faithful.
Thank you so much for listening. Programming like this is available through your support, and you can learn more about partnering financially at myfaithradio.com. We'd also love to hang out with you during the week on Facebook and on Twitter. Just search for On the Road with Ryan Thomas. Talk to you again soon.